Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Here we are on a Monday. I want to thank our sponsors, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Brett Caps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. I'm Kevin Keith. We've got Todd Corey in the studio along with Melissa Miller. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Doing all right. For Monday so far. So,
yes.
So far, so good. The power outage that happened briefly Saturday morning actually took out our production room over there, Todd. We don't know why it didn't come back, but that's where we do at least 60% of our behind-the-scenes stuff. So I've got an engineer coming from South Bend this evening to try to take care of that. But what happened there? Do you know yet?
Well, yeah. Down by the fairgrounds, there... The line that feeds our fairground sub, a big gust of wind came through and just snapped the top of a pole that had, it was actually a Duke pole, and the 69 kV line came down, caused a gallop through the lines when the explosion took place, when they all hit each other, and that sent a gallop through the across town and then took down two lines on North Mash Road almost to Armstrong. And just something, you know, the wind only blew for 2 or 3 minutes,
yeah.
But it just snapped this pole right in half and caused a lot of havoc is what it did. There was, we had a pretty good size outage. Our guys, I was out with them. They did a lot of switching to get everybody back in power.
Yeah.
And then Duke came into town and took care of everything that they needed to. Our guys then went back in the afternoon and did all the switching, got the substation back up and running. And but most people were out for an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Yeah,
and then got it going again. So it was just a fluke thing that happened.
Yeah,
and got us.
Just one part of that storm, that line of thunderstorms that went through, because you can track that, like you said, it's from the fairgrounds to Mash Road. You can track it on out. If you track it by the way the crow flies. You can track it all the way up into, like I said, on the other side of Rushville.
Yeah, you're part of the
county.
Woods, yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun up there, too.
Yeah, so, and fortunately, nobody got hurt or anything like that, and they did their jobs. They knew what they were doing and got it all handled, and I was with them and just getting in their way, basically, is what I was doing. They're for moral support.
Right, yeah, supervising. You guys always do a great job, and I know Duke usually does, too, getting things back, and these things never happen scheduled, you know?
No,
so,
no, not at all, not at all.
I know ours was only off for 5 minutes or so down by the downtown area, so we were pretty lucky. But
yes, yeah, like I said, they did a good job getting out there, getting things done. So,
so last time we had you in here, Todd, I think you've had a meeting or two since then. There's been some talk of the IURC. Is that wrapping up?
Well, it's called a URT tax that's on our bills right now, or not on our bills. It's figured into our rate, and the governor signed something into law that is going away, and we're in the process of getting that taken care of. And I believe it will be July's bills that will reflect that URT tax coming off our bills, so there will be a reduction of like 1.2%, I believe is what it is for us. So that's going to help. As far as getting out of the IURC, with us having no planned rate increase, anything like that, we put that on the back burner.
Okay.
Right now, it's not costing us anything. It's not costing our ratepayers anything. So we've just kind of set back on that just a little bit.
Is there anything on the 28 project or other roads in the city that you would take care of that you guys are doing work on?
On State Road 28, there's brand new water line going in. Our guys are not putting those water lines in, the contractor is, and they pretty much have that wrapped up. They're ready for pressure testing, sanitation, and things like that, or sanitizing the lines, so that's coming along pretty well. The electric crew still has some work to do. Moving poles back for where the road is widening and the new sidewalks are going in. And we're hoping, if everything goes well, I believe the schedule is to have that wrapped up this week, and then we'll be out of the way.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, what else is there to talk about then, Todd? I know you guys always stay pretty busy, and you have a meeting every couple weeks. What else is on the agenda this summer?
Well, I heard on the news this morning where Ken had talked to Kent Brewer, our chairman, about the new position that we asked to advertise for the water, and it is for lead line replacement, because in town we do have a lot of houses, older houses and stuff, that have lead service lines that need to be replaced, and there's something that comes off the line. It's called a lead gooseneck, and it's a major deal that's coming down from IDEM that all these things need to be taken out and replaced in our system. And we have over 6,000 record cards in our system. All those need to be documented in a new form. Then go out and locate these lead goosenecks, go out and locate the lead service lines. And all of our people are so busy, we needed to create a new position for that. And Chris Hensley has done a great job in his research and finding out what other communities are doing. We could have hired it out to an engineering firm to do this, but it was going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. And we're thinking now that we can do it in-house with the proper person. So that's the direction we're going. That's really the big thing that came out of our last meeting, is that we got approval for that.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, I guess we're all gearing up for a busy summer. And we'll probably talk to you the next time around then.
That's perfectly fine.
I wanted to ask you, too, real quick. I know you guys took over the managing of the lagoons a couple years ago, USB did.
It's been with the USB since I can remember.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And there was times where they tried to push it off on somebody else, right, like the Parks Department.
Right.
But the problem is that the lagoons don't sit in the city limits.
Right.
And somehow I can't even tell you how it ever got wrapped up with the USB or the utilities manage the lagoons. But
I was just going to ask, how hard of a task is that? Is it relatively low maintenance, or is there a little more to it that you might think?
There's a little more to it. I mean, our stormwater, a lot of our stormwater does run into the lagoons.
Mm-hmm.
So there's pumps that are pumping the water and everything that have to be maintained, and our wastewater crew takes care of those. But, you know, every 2 weeks, sewer maintenance goes out with their vac trucks and cleans out the porta potties.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's mowing that needs to be done. The road needs to be graded, which normally the county, not normally, they always do go out and take care of that for us. So we have a great working relationship with them, and they help us do maintenance out there. Sometimes they take out their mowers with their big arms that go out
instead
of running around there with weed eaters,
right,
and trying to get it mowed. There's a lot of just routine maintenance that does go on out there. It's not a deal breaker for anybody, but you know, it's
another thing to do.
And there's a lot of mowing that has to be done at the wastewater plant alone,
right?
Because of the amount of grass and stuff that they have. But then our crews go out there and take care of that. So it's, like I said, it's not a deal breaker, but there is a lot of just routine maintenance that goes on to keep it nice. I drove through there one day last week on one of the real nice days, and it was just covered with people out there fishing and people just walking. If you can dodge the geese, that is.
Yeah, about take over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, think they own the place or something.
There's some days that we have our moments with the lagoon.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong. It's like everything else.
Sure.
But it's a nice amenity for the local people to use and to go out there and do their thing. And there's other people that go out and walk in the morning and carry a trash bag with them and pick up trash, which we
That's awesome.
Greatly appreciate them doing that. So people are doing their part as well, as long as with the employees from the utilities.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we'll see you next time around then, Todd. Have a good rest of the week.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. We'll come back and have more Party Line next on WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
Hi, this is Mercedes Del Rio.
And Tina Duncan
with Blevins Insurance. We are a locally owned and community-minded insurance company in Clinton County. We offer auto, home, life, and business insurance with the best rates and trusted companies like Erie, Progressive, Nationwide, and many more. Come see us at our new location, 400 East Clinton Street, Frankfort, or give us a call at 765-650-7808.
WYLO, a friend you can depend on.
I have always been proud of this radio station and the commitment they've made to high school sport, and none any better than WYLO. WYLO does so many creative and wonderful things for our community. I think sometimes we take it for advantage, and we shouldn't. Cherish every opportunity we get to talk about our football program and the state of events in football.
We want to thank WYLO. If it weren't for your giving us a voice and an opportunity to reach your listening audience, a lot of our missions wouldn't be accomplished. So many thanks to both you and Kevin.
The number one thing is communication. And during a crisis like this, the fact that you guys, through Clinton County Daily News and through the radio station, have been able to, you know, get our messages to the public has been vital in making things smooth and run very seamlessly.
WILO, keeping you connected to our community.
When you think of diamonds, what comes to mind?
Getting engaged.
Your wedding day.
A favorite anniversary. Diamonds tend to be associated with special memories. The next time you hear the word diamonds, you need to think of Virk's Fine Jewelry.
At Virk's, we have the area's largest and finest selection, featuring hundreds of in-stock certified diamonds, all shapes and sizes, and specializing in a carat and larger.
And our prices and quality will meet or exceed anyone's, from the mall to the internet to even New York's Diamond District.
And for true expertise, Virk's has Lafayette's only GIA graduate gemologist in residence, along with the area's only, and we do mean only, USPAP compliant jewelry appraiser.
Let Virk's help make any occasion shine with the perfect diamond for your individual taste, style, and budget.
If you're serious about a diamond and serious about saving money, then you need to visit Virk's Fine Jewelry. Seriously.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
It's a bully, but we aren't afraid of a fight. It's elusive, but our focus never fades. It's deadly, but we were born to defeat cancer. You may not have heard of us, but our work has helped millions impacted by cancer. We are the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We are leaders in advancing breakthroughs in immunotherapy, genomics, and personalized medicine. This research saves lives. After 65 years of fighting blood cancers, we've arrived at a game-changing belief. The cures for cancer are in our blood. The drugs and treatments we've developed for blood cancers have helped people affected by many different types of cancers. We are the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Beating cancer is in our blood. Learn more at lls.org.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierlandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierlandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Here we are on a Monday. I want to thank our fine sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, save money right now, and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. I'm Kevin with Melissa Miller over there. Ken just handed me the 2022 Clinton County 4-H Fair Queen Pageant information. And, of course, we already had most of that. But they wanted to remind everyone, this came from the Hot Dog Chatter, which is like an email that right. the high school sends out, Frankfurt. And the pageant will be held on Saturday, July 2nd at the Edward Jones Community Building at the fairgrounds. They're excited for this year's pageant and hope you are too. The Queen and her court will step off the stage and into a fun-filled week of duties at the fair and beyond. And they're going to award 3 scholarships. The pageant communities will begin hosting pageant practices and workshops, which serve as good opportunities for the ladies to prepare for the pageant and become better acquainted with other contestants. At least I hope they're ladies. This is 2022. I don't know. May have a few men who are going to enter the Queen pageant. They're going to discuss the in-depth details of the pageant, tips and tricks for the day, interviewing and speaking skills, outfit of choice speeches, and practicing on the pageant stage. So a couple important dates to keep in mind. On Friday, June 3rd, applications are due. Tuesday, June 7th is an informal Zoom meeting at 6 p.m. They'll give you that information when you sign up. Tuesday, June 14th at 6 p.m., they're going to have a meeting at the Edward Jones Community Building. Tuesday, June 21st, stage practice. Tuesday, June 28th, stage practice. And Thursday, June 30th, stage practice as well. They're doing a stage rehearsal with complete full dress at 6 p.m. on Friday, July 1st. All judging will be on Saturday, July 2nd. Preliminary judging will start at 3, followed by a break for dinner. The evening portion of the pageant will start at 7 p.m. And that's pretty exciting. We'll have that on HoosierLandTV.com, too.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to be caravanning quite a bit.
We'll have a lot from the fair.
Yep.
I think Liz and I counted last week, Melissa, I think it was close to 14 to 17 different events.
Something like that. Well, but keep in mind, a lot of that's recorded
and
and put up on Hoosierland TV because we can't broadcast the whole fair live. We just can't.
Right, right.
It's not possible. Michael would lose all that hair he's got.
Yes, he would. Slowly but surely.
Yep.
And so we're looking forward to the fair. It will be here before we know it. I think the fair that this year is the same exact week as it usually is the Howard County Fair, which we go to with Shine 99.
It is, and I believe Carroll County kicks off right towards the end.
After that, yeah.
Yeah, right towards the end of Clinton County, and their fair is a little different. It's a little bit longer than ours, but yeah.
Well, I was talking to Scott Allen with Shine 99 a few weeks ago, and I think he's going to cut our presence back by one day. I don't think we'll be over there on the Friday. So he said something about Monday through Thursday. And then he said something that confused the heck out of me. He said, you know, I just can't do it all myself. And I'm like, I've been over there at least 2
yeah.
of the 5 nights,
and
the
like,
full
and
5
like
years.
Cindy
I've
is
been
not
here.
Invisible. I'm
Cindy's
sorry.
Cindy's been there too. That's right.
Yeah. So no.
So yeah, don't play that with me.
No.
So anyway, we'll be out and about, and of course, I'll do Party Line. Thanks to State Senator Brian Buchanan sponsoring for like a 3rd or 4th year.
Yeah.
Over there, and of course, you'll step in. And
oh yeah, that's my boy.
Pop in and stop by and interview kids with me, and I'll interview you and.
We have all
You'll
kinds
be over
of fun.
There, yeah.
We have all kinds of fun.
Real soon, like next week, aren't you getting ready for the state fair? Some things.
I'm already working on state fair.
We're able to help this week for Shine.
Yeah, we're getting
with the morning.
We're
show,
working on state. Well, I've been working on state fair. That's kind of a year round thing.
Yeah,
we got convention getting ready to come up with
FFA here in June.
That's what it was. Yeah.
We got that coming up the middle of June. So I already got my duties already been emailed to me, and I know what I'm doing for that. So
good.
But stay fair. I'll be here before we know it. That's not going to take long. Whatever happened to this?
You know what? I did not call her back this last time. I left her a voicemail, and I kind of put the ball in her court.
Right.
And we're talking about the American Pickers coming to Indiana sometime this month still.
Yeah, I've not heard I've not heard anything, not seen anything on Facebook, nothing about them being in the state. So I'm kind of wondering about that.
Let me have that make me a copy of that so I can maybe run that down, because I've still got the lady's name and number, and of course the number's on here too. But yeah, I need to figure that out.
I mean, that would be kind of interesting.
Absolutely. I went upstairs to our attic last week and took a quick look, because I was actually thinking of that, and I was going to shoot a few photos and send them to her, but it's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that I want to put the guys up there with a liability. I could straighten it up a little bit and create a walking path.
Right.
But I've got enough to do downstairs, so I think we're kind of blowing that by the wayside. But I could think of a couple places in Clinton County that would be perfect.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You were talking about graduation coming up this weekend. Ivy Tech is offering free summer courses, so if you've got a graduate. If you've got a graduate, you might want to go to this. This is Thursday night, May 26, mm-hmm. 4 to 7. They're kind of having almost like an open house type deal. You can go in. You can actually check out the courses that are going to be available over the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And they need to check into this. It's also possible. It says it's to all high school students. I mean, I know seniors for sure. But you might, if you got a junior, you might check that out, because Ivy Tech does offer some classes for underclassmen
mm-hmm.
that will actually carry through.
Right, absolutely.
So that's Thursday, May 26th, 4 to 7 p.m. here in Frankfort at the Ivy Tech site. You need to, I would check it out.
It's awesome.
If I were you.
It is so awesome how Ivy Tech and a few others work with all of our regional schools.
Yeah.
To give kids and students flexibility.
Well, you have a lot of dual credit courses that are offered Ivy Tech. And the other thing, too, is Ivy Tech is partnered with Purdue University with Pathways. So you can, if your kid's thinking about going to Purdue and you want to cut some costs there, look at Ivy Tech's Pathways and picking up some of those courses, because they do transfer to Purdue. So
Jamie Blacker and his wife Shauna, their son Drew, is doing the Pathways.
Yeah, I know a lot of kids that
is
Pathways.
An awesome program.
Pathways,
man.
They did like their first 2 years in Pathways and then went on to Purdue to finish out.
And you actually get to live on campus sort of during that.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of
that's cool.
A lot of places to live while you're doing that. So
I look back at when I graduated almost 30 years ago. I didn't have all those options.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I drove and commuted and still worked. And
yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It was tough.
Commuted and everything else. So.
But yeah, that's very good. I know Friday night was Haywood Banks at the Eagles, and I did see Brant Fuller, I think, had shared a video of a couple of Haywood's performances, songs that he was performing.